What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show, hour number two. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Getting on down to Lebanon, Prime Minister Hariri has officially, formally withdrawn his resignation. And so he is going to continue as Prime Minister of Lebanon, and hopefully that will stabilize issues in that country. And again, it's still a big mystery of just why he resigned in the first place, what influence Saudi Arabia had over him, and what they hoped to accomplish, possibly demoralizing Lebanon with the absence of Hariri so that Israel could once again attack them as well. Because obviously, as we can see, Israel's attacking Gaza, they're attacking Damascus. They're loaded for bear, and they're out there just ready to start a big, huge mess that they expect the United States will come in and clean up for them. Now, a top Russian general, Colonel General Leonid Ivashov, he's a former top Russian defense ministry official, basically wrote a piece in Russia Today, basically saying that the concern in the Russian high command is that the U.S. and NATO are preparing to start a war with Russia in Europe. And we certainly have seen the very obvious signs of provocations, the massive movement of arms and troops right up to that Russian border, all the while claiming that it's because of Russian aggression. But it does look like the U.S. and NATO really do want to start this war with Russia. And I'm sure the people of Europe don't want to do that. In fact, we had this rather fascinating article that was linked on the main page of whatreallyhappened.com. And the article is headlined, "People have been forbidden from entering this place for 100 years, and the reason is chilling." And it's a YouTube video, and it talks about what are called the red zones all over France. And when you see the map, there is a huge amount of the country that is off limits to the population. Nobody can go in there because there are still highly toxic chemicals left over from World War I. There are unexploded bombs and grenades from World War I still buried there. They're trying to have a project to clean it all up. And get rid of it, but they're saying it's going to be decades to try and get this stuff cleaned up. At the end of World War I, in one of these red zones, there was an entire village that was literally forcibly relocated. You know, they just took all the people and said, "Go on over here, we'll give you the money to build a new village." See, for the people of Europe, World War I and World War II is a real issue. They can see the scars right before their very eyes. For Americans, war's an abstraction. We haven't really had a war on our own soil since the Civil War. And most of those battlefields and monuments and memorials have faded away and are being attacked daily to erase that. Because our government doesn't want the American people thinking about what can go wrong if we lose a world war. Especially a nuclear one. So it's a very chilling video to look at when you realize that for those who visited France, probably were not even aware of this. That there are these zones you cannot go into because the weapons used in World War I are still there and still toxic. My grandfather, the one who was drinking buddies with Richard Nixon, he lost a lung to German mustard gas in World War I. I still have his helmet and his gas mask, which was apparently supplied by the lowest bidder. Now, getting on back to Ukraine and following up on Dustin's call, Saakashvili has led a march through Kiev demanding the impeachment of President Poroshenko. And so it looks like there may be a change of government or a civil uprising there as well. We're going to go ahead and take some phone calls, and we're going to start with Sean in North Carolina. Aloha, Sean. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind? Sean, are you there?
Yes. Can you hear me now?
I hear you now. What's up?
Okay. I just wanted to ask you a question because the news that I'm getting seems to be all over the place concerning Donald Trump. And what I mean is you got the mainstream news swearing that he's going to be arrested and put away for a long time. You got some of the independent media like Alex Jones that thinks he's really in trouble and could be indicted over it. And then on the other side, you have Dave Hodges that has a source that he says he's going to interview on this coming up Sunday show that says that Mueller has teamed up with Flynn and they're actually going to go in and reverse this whole thing. And if this indeed happens, the deep state will be gone forever. So in other words, it would be like Mueller is playing the bad guy that he's going to get Trump. But really, he's in Trump's back pocket as an ace card. And he thinks that that's where the comment of this is the calm before the storm came from. So everybody is all over the place over what's going to happen to Trump over this Flynn issue. I just wanted to get your opinion on it.
Well, would you rather have us all agreeing to the exact same script? I mean, that's what the corporate media does. What your job as part of the audience is to listen to all these different theories and decide for yourself which one makes the most sense. Now, obviously, people in the independent media, they want to get their audience excited about the stories. And there may be a little wishful thinking involved because there are a lot of people out there who are still hoping there's going to be something that will happen where we will get the Donald Trump we elected in terms of going after the deep state, draining the swamp, getting Hillary Clinton and Bill Clinton thrown in prison. You can't let that wishful thinking taint your bias and objectivity. Right now, what I am seeing is Mueller hasn't found anything legally that they can go after Donald Trump. But we're seeing a system right now where if the Democrats can gain control of both houses of Congress, they'll vote to impeach Donald Trump on the flimsiest of excuses. There won't even have to be a law specifically broken for them to go after him. Because what they'll do is they'll simply say, he deserves to be impeached. He's crazy. 25th Amendment. They're still pushing that whole issue. And Donald Trump could, in theory, be removed from office, even though he certainly doesn't deserve to be based on the available evidence that's been provided so far. But as far, again, as all of the varied points of view, that's actually a healthy thing because there's a diversity of opinion out there in the independent media. And yes, the burden is on you to figure out for yourself what's really going on.
Yeah, it's just, it gets kind of confusing. Usually, the alternative media on big stories, they're pretty uniform because they're actually telling the truth. And you got mainstream lying. Well, okay, let's just say, all right, last question for you. If they were successful in impeaching Donald Trump for something that's clearly just bogus, do you think, not do you suggest, but do you think that that would be enough to start a revolution in this country?
I can't really answer that one. There's a distinct possibility, but again, my own bias against having violence in the streets of America may be coming into play here. I know people would be very angry. There'd probably be rioting. But as far as an actual attempt to overthrow the government, as corrupt as it is, I don't know that the American people are psychologically ready for that just yet. They haven't suffered enough. They are not enraged enough. Now, who knows what may happen in the next several months? The way things are accelerating, it could change overnight. And again, I point to the revolution in Romania, where 2 weeks before it all went down, any visitor to the country would have looked around and said, this is a happy country. Yeah, people are upset about the TV cameras on all the street corners watching the people, but no big deal. And then all of a sudden, a spontaneous protest at a sporting event turns into a political rally for everybody attending that event. 2 weeks later, Ceausescu was machine gunned to death on Romanian national TV. It could happen that fast. It's a question of just who within the government would support, would continue to support the government in the event of Trump's ouster, knowing that it was, in fact, totally bogus. And that's very, very hard to guess. The other issue, getting on back to what you're saying, where the independent media is normally together on the stories and now they're all over the place. Again, we're getting a lot of bogus information fed to us by that corporate media. And apparently that story about Mueller's issuing subpoenas to Deutsche Bank, now it's being denied by Trump's lawyers. So we're having to work harder than ever trying to dig through all the noise that's coming out of the corporate media, like that goof with the ABC reporter. And that actually makes the job a little bit harder. And like I said, coupled with wishful thinking, that may explain a lot of the diversity. But again, a diversity of points of view is a good thing. And originally in this country, we had laws that protected the diversity of opinion in the available media to the population. And we're getting back there with the independent media, and that's a good thing. Yes, you have to work harder, because now you're going to have to think for yourselves. Ooh, there's a radical concept there. Thinking for yourselves, the government is going to quake in their boots over that one.
Okay, Mike, I appreciate you, buddy. Thank you very much.
All right, thank you very much, and we're going to switch over to Rick in Arizona. Aloha, Rick. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, Mike. I just that last caller there. You can't get people to call their congressman. I don't think there'll be a revolution. As far as all these people, the men that got sacked by women accusing them of sexual misconduct, my experience tells me that you'll find that these people that they sacked are friendly to the idea of condemning Israel for war crimes against the Palestinians. That's the train of thought over in Europe. Any white male, whether Jew or Gentile, can be sacked for sexual misconduct in the entertainment industry, whether it's the news, Hollywood, TV. So I tend to think that there's more to this than meets the eye. That's all I have for today, Mike. Thanks for taking my call.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Rick. It's a very complex issue. And again, having worked in film production, TV production for much of my life, there's a lot of that stuff that goes on. And there's also the reality that a lot of women will make themselves available to men in positions of power. And so it's actually not all that common that you get a complaint, but it does go on. That being said, I reject this idea of firing a politician or an entertainment executive over a mere allegation, because an allegation is not proof that something actually happened. And I know the feminists have the idea that women are pure as the driven snow and they would never lie and you should always take everything they say at face value. But we learned during the rape hysteria of the 1990s, that's not true. Rape became the second most falsely reported crime in the country, according to the FBI's supplementary crime statistics of the time. So we need to be careful and judge each case individually on its merits. The pattern that is emerging right now is that a lot of these people are going quietly because they know the allegations are true and they just want this all to go away without having a public examination. Contrast that with Judge Roy Moore, who did stand up and fight back and say this is all a hoax. And accuser after accuser after accuser have been discredited and proven to be absolute liars. So, but at the moment, we do seem to have evolved this witch hunt hysteria, and the media likes it because Americans' puerile interest for any kind of sex scandal is being used to distract us from Uranium Gate, Primary Gate, Dossier Gate, all the other gates that are happening on out there. Because in the end, the fact that some studio executive has been accused of inappropriately touching an actress, it's steamy, it sizzles. It doesn't really affect our lives. But all these other issues, the wars, the selling of our uranium to Russia in a time of war, stealing the national election, stealing the primary, that does affect all of our lives, and that's why that is where our focus really ought to be. Now, I'll be very honest, because of the way I got treated by Hollywood when I tried to report that Vince Foster did not commit suicide, but he was murdered. I'm enjoying a little bit this bringing down of these Hollywood big shots. Feels a little pleasant to watch it happening there. All right, we're going to do a shout-out now to our honor affiliates who are just rejoining the network. Getting on back to the telephones here, we're going to go to James in Charlotte. Aloha, James. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, hi, Mike. You had mentioned earlier in the program that about John Conyers resigning and wanting to, as he specifically made some proposal that his son take his place. I wasn't up on that, but or is he just basically just mentioned it to try and get it into discussion? Or,
well, we don't know what's going on in the back channel, but if he resigns Congress before his term is up, then the governor of his state appoints his replacement. And so
apparently
Conyers, knowing that the pressure is on him to step down, he may have gone to the governor and said, here's the deal. I will step down and get out of the limelight with all the scandal stuff, and you will name my son as my replacement. Whether the governor will go along with that or not remains to be seen.
Yeah. Something I happen to see, you know, he is the retiring dean of the House. He was first elected in 1964, so he's going out after 53 years of service, but he's just really a kid compared to the representative from his neighboring district. He Conyers represented Michigan's 13th congressional district, and the retired John Dingell was in the 12th district right next door. Basically, Conyers represents the Detroit area, the South Shore, and Dingell represented the North Shore area. And you won't, I find this hard to believe, but his father, John Dingell Jr. is the one I'm talking about, but his father, John Dingell Sr., actually came into Congress in 1933 with FDR, and he served until his death in 1955, and John Dingell Jr. was then appointed by the governor to take his place, and he served until he retired in 2015, 2 years ago, and now his wife is the representative in that seat. So, I don't know, I guess they're maybe going to try for a century of the Dingells in Congress. They're getting close to it.
Well, they are. I mean, it's becoming a very disturbing trend. I remember when Franklin Roosevelt was originally running for office, and they were attacking him like crazy for thinking that he somehow thought he could win the White House because he was the nephew of Teddy Roosevelt. And now we have father and son and mother and daughter patterns being set up. But yeah, I think Conyers wasn't just making that statement lightly. He understands that his continuance in the limelight is going to harm his party, and so he may be thinking he's going to step down, and part of the deal will be that the governor of his state does appoint his son into that seat. Like I said, whether the governor will do it or not remains to be seen.
Yeah, I can't help but thinking that that those two dynasties are certainly in some part responsible for the wreck that part of the state is in right now. I mean, they've seen Detroit in the space of their service in the Congress go from probably one of the finest urban areas in the United States to one of the worst, if not the worst.
Okay.
Make a note of that.
Well, Neppets never do really well. I mean, obviously, after George Herbert Walker Bush got George W. Bush in, and then they tried to run Jeb Bush last year, and he self-destructed right at the beginning. We're going to have to let you go and take a break for commercials, and we'll be right back. Oh, yeah.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions, in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience-supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And once again, if you want to donate and help Republic Broadcasting, the postal address is Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251 Double Creek Drive, number 302. Round Rock, Texas, 78664. And if you want to call in a donation by credit or debit card, the number is 800-724-2719, extension 03. And again, I really hate asking for money. When we do it, it is because it's really necessary. We're not getting rich doing this. We're not trying to get you to pay for our Christmas shopping or anniversary shopping. As a matter of fact, today is Claire and my 23rd wedding anniversary. I got her a card, and that was about it. So, again, we really do need your help to stay on the air and keep getting the information out there that people need to have. All right, we're going to go on back to the telephone calls here. We're going to go to Daniel in Canada. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What is on your mind?
Aloha, Mike, and congratulations on your anniversary. Mine's in
Tuesday's
December 7th, the day that will live in infamy. ABC's Brian Ross. I mean, this guy made the stock market plunge by 350 points. And I don't think this was a goof. I think he was directed to do that. If you remember back in 2001 in October, Brian Ross is the guy who sold us on the Iraqi link to anthrax.
Yes.
So I just wonder who's behind guys like Ross. I mean, ABC, is this like an Operation Mockingbird type thing? ABC News, they're really linked to the Council on Foreign Relations. I remember back in October 16th of 2009, the Council on Foreign Relations was talking about faking the H1N1 flu vaccine shortage. And 10 days later, ABC News came up with that story. So I'm just wondering, you know, it's just this deep state, you know, it's like an intelligence arm, the media. And
well,
I think they just got caught at it.
I'm a tremendous believer in Occam's razor. And that is basically the simplest explanation is usually the correct one. And it argues against trying to find complex interconnections and links that may not be there. Now, the comment that I made about the independent media's variance on the stories about Donald Trump being a case of allowing personal bias to cloud your objectivity, and that is certainly also the case with many of these liberals in the corporate media who are just desperate to have something that they can get on out there to support their worldview that Trump shouldn't be in the White House. And there have been a lot of retractions, and apparently ABC has had to retract yet another one of their stories regarding Paul Manafort. And so it's the corporate media. Yeah, again, they've lost any sense of journalistic responsibility. They've forgotten the basic principles. Fact-checking, second sources, corroboration, report the facts, and let the people make up their own mind. And the corporate media now, it's hardly indistinguishable from advertising. They're there to sell you something. They're there to sell you what somebody else wants you to think about what's going on in the world. And so I think that is the simplest explanation for what Brian Ross and some of these other people have done. The difference is, in the age of the internet, they get called on it. And that's the difference. It's probably been going on all along. It's only recently that the people collectively through the internet and the independent media are able to stand up and say, no, what you reported is incorrect. And the corporate media is then forced to retract. And in this case, Brian Ross was suspended without pay for 4 weeks.
Yeah, I'm not bleeding. I don't have a bleeding heart for that guy. I mean, they get paid millions of dollars. Back in 2001, linking anthrax to Iraq was part of the reason the United States invaded Iraq, with no proof of 9/11 conspiracies were linked to Saddam Hussein, even though that kind of stuff was floating all over the place. And when Congress decided they're going to, fund that war, you know, I imagine their constituents were all going, yeah, we need some blood. We need Saddam's head on a platter, and that's all it takes.
At the same time, the propaganda about Iraq at the time, that he had nuclear weapons, turned out to be completely bogus. There are indications the U.S. tried to plant one, but it actually got destroyed in a friendly fire incident. And reportedly contaminated part of the Baghdad airport, and that all got hushed up. But in the end, that was a watershed moment for the American people, who could no longer avoid the reality that their government, aided by the corporate media, had told a huge whopper to trick them into a war that was really about what currency Iraq's oil was going to be sold for.
Yeah, and then, the retractions are like on page 14 next to the obituaries, a couple days later.
Yeah. Daniel, I'm going to have to let you go.
Thanks.
You got to take another break for commercials. I apologize. We'll be back after these few words with more phone calls.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
If you are one of the millions of people who get migraines, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist who created MigRelief, the patented dietary supplement that addresses nutritional deficiencies in adults and children with migraines. Thousands of physicians and pharmacists recommend MigRelief.
Call 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Join Mike on the air. Call toll-free 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. And before we go back to the phone lines, and they are pretty much loaded up, we had a caller the other day who called on in and said, where exactly is the U.S. at war right now? And it's rather hard to find that information out. But somebody just sent me this article from The Nation. And just in the area of U.S. Special Forces, you're going to find out how many nations that we're engaged with militarily, and the number will shock you. According to Ken McGraw, a spokesman for Special Operations Command, this year alone, U.S. Special Operations Forces deployed to 135 nations. That's 70% of the countries on this planet. So now you know who the aggressor is. All right, let's go back to the phones here. Cody in Texas. Aloha, Cody. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha. Going back to the corruption in the FBI, et cetera, one only has to go back to the siege in Waco to see just how corrupt the entire Department of Justice is and how they cover for each other. They're like inbred cousins or something. It's disgusting the way they operate and think the American people are so stupid. We just, you know, we'll wait till the next headline comes out. We'll forget all about what's going on.
Well, yes, Waco was definitely a travesty. The BATF was trying to stage a publicity stunt to boost their reputation. It got out of control, and the FBI was sent in to clean up the mess and make sure there were no witnesses, or no survivors, rather, who would counter whatever official story they were going to craft around it. And that involved basically gassing this church full of women and children with a poison gas that's illegal to use on enemy troops in time of war. And the propellant that they used to mix the CX gas with and then blow it into the church was itself highly toxic. I think it was methylene chloride, which is the chemical they use to bend plexiglass to like make those shields that hang over the salad bars. And that was very, very toxic. And we know that the gas attack is what killed those people because for the few autopsies that were allowed to go forward, none of the lungs showed signs of smoke inhalation. So they were dead before the fire really got underway. Then you have TWA 800 and the very obvious signs of the FBI trying to cover up this accidental shoot down of this passenger liner by the United States Navy. And even though the official story kept changing, originally from terrorist attack to spark in a fuel tank. And it was a classic illustration of manufacturing fake news and fake lab experiments to sell the official story. But these days, people just aren't buying this stuff naively the way they used to. And that's a healthy thing.
I think the Internet is going to really blow this out. There's people that are smart enough to do their own critical thinking. They're doing their own investigating, not relying on the corrupt media. And we're going to get to the bottom of this. It may take several years, but we'll eventually get to the bottom of this and change this government back to what it used to be.
Well,
I hope
it won't take quite that long, but I certainly agree with you. I don't think our present government can be saved. It is irredeemably corrupt. And as far as the Internet, it's become a serious threat to the government and the corporate media because they can no longer lie to the public and be believed. And they've been doing that for so long, that's all they know how to do. They don't know any other way to run a country. And as a result, we're seeing the Internet and the independent media under constant attack. My web server got hit something like 30 times this morning. That's how scared they are of the independent media right now. And we're literally in a war in cyberspace, which is, I think, a better place for it to be happening because the children can play in the streets without fear of shrapnel. But it really is a war. And now they're taking away net neutrality. So the big media corporations will get the best access, and they're going to try and shove the rest of us off into a little tiny corner. So, yeah, it's going to be a fight. And a lot of what we're seeing happening right now has its parallels to the social upheaval that occurred when Gutenberg rediscovered movable type printing and books became affordable to the middle class. Literacy exploded. People started writing books that started saying certain things you've been taught about history or the church are inaccurate. It led to this attempted backlash by the ruling class and the churches to try and shut it all down. But in the long run, printing and books and literacy won on out. And the same thing will happen with the Internet. There are too many industries that are now dependent on the Internet for them to simply shut it down. And censorship never really holds out in the long run. So, yeah, these are very, very difficult, trying times right now. But in the long run, yes, truth will prevail. In fact, you could almost write most of human history as a constant battle between rulers trying to control what their people think and know versus the occasional technological breakthroughs that allow the public to educate themselves more, such as writing, newspapers, later on radio, TV, telephone, and now the Internet. And during each of these social upheavals, the existing order either evolves to adapt to the new environment of a better educated, more skeptical population, or they go extinct. We saw that in Gutenberg's time, and we're probably going to see it happen in the present situation as well. Okay? All right. Well, that was Cody in Texas here, and we're going to switch over to Dave in Missouri. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. I just want to say God bless you and howdy. I called you about a month ago. Shared my story of meeting Hillary Clinton when she was on the Walmart board in the late 80s. How she absolutely terrified me as a young man when nothing could scare me because I wanted to put an American-made department in the supercenter, but the die had been cast to sell out our industrial base for the profits. You know, Walmart was making 20 to 30% of American-made merchandise, which was built to last. And then all that cheap import garbage that they were able to then bring in the back door, ultimately through communist China, to finance global communism that's a threat to everybody today, they were making triple-digit profits off of. So it's pretty easy to understand. But I don't really want to get into that, Mike. I want to share something with you. We're on the road right now. You know, we're truck drivers. I travel with my wife. We're driving through Indiana on the way to Ohio. And I don't often get to catch your show live, just by the nature of my schedule. But I did get to catch you Friday, and for the first time, heard wonderful Lady Claire. Now, she impressed me so much, and my wife just instantly fell in love with her. And maybe you've shared this story before. Maybe it's too private, but I would love to hear how you picked up such a fine thing. I'd just love to hear a little about the personal story. I want to go on to one more thing. I hate to say happy Day of Infamy. I do want to recognize the lives lost today in 1941 for the Zionist agenda that propelled us into a war we never should have been a part of and slaughtered untold millions. And I wonder what you think about this. You know, there's a lot of speculation now that Hitler probably survived. I'm kind of believing that. I believe he was probably a Zionist tool as well, to propagate the agenda to ultimately have a greater Israel. Now, I'm going to go on to another thing. How can Israel and the Zionists really believe that they can absolutely turn the whole world into their slaves, murder at will for infinity, and never escape? How can they really believe? Why hasn't history taught them something? And then I want to ask one follow thing. I've seen the Clintons escape forever like you have. These sealed indictments, in your estimation, this is my thinking, maybe this is reverse blackmail. I don't see anything coming from it. If you were going to indict somebody, you would do it in the open. A sealed indictment, and you've made this point, some have existed since Nixon eras and have never been prosecuted. So is this just Trump trying to blackmail the blackmailers? Or do you think, or can you envision something coming from all of this where we can actually see justice instead of just us? And I'll hang up and listen to you. I love you with all my heart.
Well, before you hang up, how are you listening to my show if you're out there in your truck?
I am listening to you through Ron Gibson. He posted on YouTube, and I got your live show running through YouTube on my phone and I'm on my headset. So I'm completely legal. I can't be on the phone, per se, but I can use wireless communication. So I'm completely legal, but I'm able to listen to you while I'm driving down the road running through Indiana, which, by the way, it's been a beautiful day today. A little chilly, but still a beautiful day.
All right. Well, drive safely, and thank you for the call. And I hope I can remember all the points that you raised here. But as far as the reports of sealed indictments, I think there's an attempt to try and trick people into heightened expectations that finally something will be done about the narcocracy and the Clintons. Then the hopes are dashed. Then they come on back and say, well, now this may be happening. And the idea is to basically burn us out, to get our hopes up time after time, again, have them dashed over and over until finally we just quit thinking about it at all. And I think that's a lot of what all this sealed indictment nonsense is. There are two camps out there. One is saying the sealed indictments are against Hillary Clinton and all of her people. The other one is saying it's the pedophile network. There are even people saying that it's actually both because of all the overlap there, especially through Podesta. So that is what I think is going on with that. By the way, Pearl Harbor Day is actually Thursday, and there will, of course, be commemorations here on Oahu. And basically, I can look out my little office window down there, not only at the Missouri, but at the Arizona Memorial as well. And I remember when Claire and I first moved here, one of the first things we did was visit the Arizona. And even knowing that the official story is false, it is still a very stirring thing to actually stand where it all happened. As far as Adolf Hitler surviving World War II, a lot of people have said that, yes, that actually did happen, that he had a look-alike, which a lot of leaders do. I mean, Hillary had a look-alike. Remember after she passed out at the 9/11 commemoration? And all of a sudden, her look-alike was out there saying, yes, I'm Hillary, I'm fine, and everything. So it's a very common thing for rulers to do. The story is that it was Adolf Hitler's double who was actually killed and burned to fake Hitler's death. And he did get out there, and he went to South America. And I've got a very convincing picture of a much older Adolf Hitler that was supposedly taken down in South America. We'll never know until somebody decides to come forward with a little bit more hard evidence on that. And finally, as far as Claire and I, how we met, no big deal there. We literally bumped into each other at a Jack in the Box restaurant in North Hollywood. And I was standing behind her in line, and she was wearing a t-shirt that said, "Modulating Menace. I love deceptive cadences," which is music humor. And I was wearing a Magic Castle t-shirt. And she basically turned around and smiled and said, "I like your t-shirt too." So we had lunch together, and she asked if I could do some magic shows for her church. And I called her next Monday for a date, and the rest, as they say, is hysteria. And it's been more than a marriage. It has been an adventure. Claire just said amen to that. But we are very happy with each other. I'm very fortunate to have such a wonderful marriage. And maybe that's one of the reasons why I have no sympathy for these people who go out cheating on their spouses. Is it really worth risking that? So anyway, let's see. I've wandered down memory lane enough. Let's go to Dave in Panama City Beach. Aloha, Dave. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. Listen, I'll make it real quick. Robert Mueller was appointed the special counsel by our deputy, I guess you say, attorney general. And I wondered why they picked Mueller, you know, and I got to thinking, Mueller was appointed the attorney general just 1 week before 9/11. He was the attorney general. So all the investigation that was going to be done about 9/11 was going to run through his office. Now Trump's up there and he's saying, hey, I want to get to the bottom of what happened to 9/11. And within, like, what, 1 or 2 months, you got Mueller over there, and he's basically saying, go into 9/11, and I'm going to clip your wings. And I just, I've never heard anybody really talk about that, about why did they pick Mueller? You know, I mean, he's supposed to be the attorney general for 10 years. Obama gives him an additional 2 years. And it's just awful suspicious that 1 week before 9/11, he's made the attorney general. And then when Trump's going to get to the bottom of 9/11, you know, they throw Mueller on top of him to basically put him in check to where he can't go back and check anything about 9/11. I just thought that was odd, and I wanted to bring it to your attention.
Well, you raise a good point. And again, the problem is that we're not dealing with just an inner core of corrupt individuals. We're dealing with an entire government that is hopelessly corrupt. It's a much simpler task to keep count of the people who are not corrupt, you know, like Ron Paul and Cynthia McKinney. But there is that connection. Because, again, there are two classes of secrets in Washington, D.C. There are the little tiny secrets and scandals that are brought out to fight political battles, like all these sexual assault charges. Then there are the great secrets, ones that are so horrible they would bring down the government. The truth behind the Kennedy assassination, the truth behind 9/11, the truth behind Hillary's email server. Those are secrets everybody is going to work to protect, because it means everybody would lose their job if the truth ever came out to the American people.
Right, right. I just thought it was really odd, the guy that 1 week before 9/11, they fired the old attorney general, make him the attorney general. I know he was a deputy attorney general for a few months, but, you know, they fired the attorney general, and they make him the attorney general 1 week before 9/11, and then Trump's out there saying what he's going to do about 9/11, and the next thing you know, boom, you know, They stick him over there as a special counsel. I just don't believe in coincidences, you know?
No, I don't either. And you need to remember also that Bill Clinton replaced the head of the FBI literally the day before Vince Foster's body was dumped in Fort Marcy Park. So obviously he needed to make sure that he was going to have somebody on his side. And that's a really good way. Hey, I'll promote you to the top job as long as you look the other way over this little issue. Anyway, listen, Dave, we're going to have to let you go. We're about to take another commercial break. We've got other callers waiting on the line. Very busy on the phones today, and we'll be back after these words from our sponsors.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome to What Really Happened Radio. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. And now, set your eyes on the future and let's consider what really happened.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And that pleasant little bit of music, of course, was by Claire. From her album, Christmas Without Borders. And it's holding up through the years. What can I tell you? Always a joy to hear that. A little bit of update on the Southern California fires. Apparently, the Thomas Fire, more than 50,000 acres, Creek Fire, 11,000 acres, Rye Fire, more than 1,000 acres, and complicating the issue, of course, are the Santa Ana winds, which are just blowing these things completely, completely out of control. All right, let's go back and grab some phone calls here, and I think the next one is Frank in North Carolina. Aloha, Frank. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind? Frank, are you there? We lost Frank. Okay, then let's go over to Gil in Arizona. Aloha, Gil. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. I'm hoping that you can give me a little sympathy since I've got you beat by about 15 years.
You have my deepest sympathies. I almost feel like since I had my 65th birthday, it's like everything is falling apart. And
well,
I was telling Claire the other day that when I said I wanted to grow old together with you, this wasn't it.
Yeah, it's nothing I planned on either, but it's inevitable. And anyway, I hear your appeals for help, and I'm an old guy, obviously, on Social Security, and I try to support groups, you know, with like thinking that we are, especially you. So I'll be sending a small Social Security part of my check anyway. But I'm a little worried about something, and I'd like your comment on it. I also support other groups, for instance, American Free Press and some of the Holocaust revisionist groups. And, you know, there's a way that they're putting us out of business. They're banning credit card payments from American Free Press, for instance. And I'm kind of worried that this is going to happen all over to people like yourself and so forth. So anyway, just like your comments on that, and I'll hang up and listen.
Okay, well, as far as whatreallyhappened.com is concerned, we don't accept credit cards anyway. Donations are either postal or through PayPal. And if PayPal decides to block credit cards, well, again, it's not the first time we're going to be interfered with. They're trying to cut off the money, trying to cut off the server. As I said before, there really is a war going on right now in cyberspace. But better there than in the streets of our country. All right, so it looks like the phone lines are open. We're going to get back to the news here. Niger supposedly has given the U.S. Defense Department permission to fly armed drones out of the Nigerian capital to basically expand the American military's footprint in Africa, and the Pentagon says the flights will start within days. So we've gone from not even knowing we were in Niger to the ambush that killed some Americans, and now we're dropping bombs on Niger. Anyway, China has deployed jets to the South China Sea, again reasserting the fact that those islands do belong to China. And again, China has a legal claim on them due to the Cairo Convention at the end of World War II, which the U.S. signed. And that Cairo Convention basically took all the lands Japan had conquered during World War II and returned them to their original owners, in this case, China. So China has a valid claim on that. All right, we're going to take a break for station identification. We'll be right back with hour number three of our program.
Hi, folks. CBD is the home run hitter for health right now. Why, you ask? Because of what it does for the body. Unfortunately, I can't tell you all about the benefit. You know, there's reasons. Do your due diligence and log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com. Ancient Life Oil uses organic ingredients and is blended in coconut oil for some of the best benefits. Legal in 50 states and non-psychoactive. Log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com.
Do you worry a lot? Whether you're a college student, busy professional, parent, or grandparent, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in 1 to 2 weeks. Call 1-800-758-8746 or calmandclever.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.